It is back this weekend for a 17th year, talking about America's toughest road races, including the Foot Levelers Blue Ridge Marathon, the Half Marathon, and the Anthem Star 10K, not to mention other races and music all weekend long, as the Down by Downtown Music Fest takes place at the same time. Now, joining WFIR anchor, senior reporter Gene Moreno and me live in studio to talk about all of that, one of our favorites, Kate Pettigo, events manager for Roanoke Outside Foundation. Kate, it's good to see you again. How are you?
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
We are absolutely glad to have you. As we get started, Kate, remind us again what Roanoke Outside is and what the connection is to the Blue Ridge Marathon races.
Yeah, so we're a nonprofit that is, our whole mission is building an outdoor community, making Roanoke a better place to play outside, live, work, you know, do business here. That's our goal.
How are you related to the race? Do you help organize it, or do you get some proceeds from it, or what?
Yeah, Roanoke Outside Foundation owns and manages the race, so that's my role. I'm the event organizer for that.
Okay. And what are the numbers looking like this weekend? I mean, the 17th year, I've been in some races that peter out after a year or two, but this is, of course, a very unique race going over as many three different mountains. So how are the numbers looking?
They're looking good. We're looking about 3,000 runners coming to the start line on Saturday. And that's really great. It's America's toughest. So we've got people coming from more than 40 states.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny, if this is somebody's first marathon, you know, after this, they'll be good for a flat one.
Absolutely.
It's still time to sign up. There's no t-shirt guarantee anymore, but it's still time. I signed up 2 days ago, so.
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually added something new this year where you can opt into having a shirt shipped to you after the race. So hopefully everybody will be able to get a shirt if they want one.
All right. Let's talk about the America's Toughest Road Marathon, the Blue Ridge Marathon. You go over up Mill Mountain. You go up Roanoke Mountain.
Correct, yes.
And Peakwood at the end. And the thing about Peakwood, and I've done the full and a half, is by the time you get to Peakwood, your legs are already barking. And
absolutely.
It's right towards the very end of the half and about three quarters of the way through the full. So it's a tough race. And you said it's going to be hot this weekend.
It is going to be hot. We're looking at record numbers. So we are ramping up some of our cooling measures. And we're going to be urging people to, you know, take it easy.
Okay. And of course, the Foot Levelers full marathon. We've got the half marathon and the 10K. 10K has been pretty popular, correct?
Oh, absolutely. This is actually, last night I noticed we have record numbers in the 10K this year. So we're going to be seeing almost 900 people out there running that.
Right, we'll talk with Kate Pettigo from Roanoke Outside Foundation about the Blue Ridge Marathon weekend. The Foot Levelers Blue Ridge Marathon, the half, and the Anthem Star K. Also, you wanted to talk about the Carilion Children's Family 1 Miler. That's also on Saturday morning, and it starts from the same starting place about 10 minutes after everybody else leaves?
Exactly, yeah. No, the fun part of that is that you've got kids and family and people who want to be part of race day, but they're not ready for all those mountains. So that is something that they get to start at the start line, and then they get to finish under that big finish line as well.
So maybe that kind of helps hook them for racing, that type of thing.
Absolutely, and it's a nice short flat 1 mile. So
now you've done that before, correct?
My son has, yes, my husband, yeah.
Okay. How many years have you been doing that?
We've had the race has been part of the race for probably 10 years or more.
And so Oliver's done that?
Yes, he has.
Wow, we got a 4-year-old sitting in the corner, by the way. And he said he would chip in if he brings anything to the table, that type of thing. And then one I think is really cool, and anybody can do it, the Ultra Slow K 5K, and that's the next day on Sunday morning, starts near and ends at Black Dog Salvage on the Greenway. People get donuts and that type of thing. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's our recovery event. So it's the day after America's Toughest, so we want to take it easy. Everyone gets a free cup of coffee from Two Roosters, and then there's free donut. We'll be selling mimosas, and then we'll have a nice flat 5K on the Greenway.
Oh, are you going to sell mimosas? Okay.
We are, yes.
Now, is there a charge for that?
There is. You can register online, or you can register right up until the day of.
Okay. You get some people who had raced the day before coming out.
Yeah. We also get a lot of folks that weren't part of anything on the day before. Anybody's welcome. Strollers, people with dogs, things like that.
Okay.
All right. 8:50 at WFIR, visiting with Kate Pettigo, events manager for the Roanoke Outside Foundation. Huge weekend coming up. Kate, talk about the economic impact of the Blue Ridge Marathon weekend and how one of the goals was to get more visitors here from out of town. And maybe at some point, Kate, turn them into residents who want to stay here.
Yeah, absolutely. So the goal of this is really just to put Roanoke on display. And so we have, like I said, 40 40 states represented, people traveling into the Roanoke region from all over the country, multiple countries beyond the U.S. To come here and do this bucket list event. And we're doing it in beautiful spring. So people are coming out. We've got this welcoming community out to cheer them on. And then we'll be, you know, having a weekend full of events to kind of showcase the best we have to offer. Freedom First Down by Downtown mm-hmm. Festival is a great example. We've got venues across the city who are bringing really amazing acts out for people to come listen to live music. And just like, you know, every aspect of this weekend is designed to show people our best. So mm-hmm. that's exciting.
As far as economic impact, it's what, at least $1 million a year?
Oh, a couple million a year. So we'll do a study in our office, and usually it's between $2 and $3 million per
all
year.
Those, I mean, all those people come in from 40 states or whatever, they have to stay somewhere in a hotel, they got to eat,
absolutely.
Shop.
Yeah, gas, hotels, eating out, all that kind of stuff generates a lot of revenue for the local community.
So this is the 17th year for the America's Toughest Road Races. So you're pretty much settled in. This is something that a lot of people put on their calendar.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we actually have a higher than average return rate, which is really cool. We get a lot of people who do it year after year, which is surprising because it is a bucket list event that most people only want to do once.
Yeah. When they get to the end of the finish line on the full, they may not. I don't know how many of them say right away, I want to do this again. Maybe they need to wait a little while.
Absolutely.
Before we talk about Down by Downtown, I wanted to just talk about all the volunteers to put this weekend on, you know, the course marshals, whatever, and the spectator experience.
Yeah, well, our volunteers are incredible. We usually have over 500 on race day out there on course. Course marshaling, which is, we still could use course marshals. So if you're interested, sign on up with us at BlueRidgeMarathon.com. But that group of people is just really, really special. There's some really positive, wonderful people cheering people on. But then all along the course, we hear about these, we call them rogue aid stations, people popping up. I've even heard rumors that people are going to put out sprinklers this year because it's going to be warm. So we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of rogue aid stations with some more water may be a good idea.
We'd love that.
I mean, I ran the Rock and Roll Marathon in Nashville 1 year, April, record heat index humidity. 7 people were carted off to the hospital.
Oh,
the 30 were treated on the race course. So you have to take care of it. If you're running, hydrate.
Absolutely. We're asking people to start now. Hydrate now. Show up ready.
And there'll be places they can do a pit stop during the race, correct?
Oh, absolutely. We have 23 aid stations on the course, and we'll be ramping up a lot of our supplies.
And just talk about, Kate, before we talk about Down by Downtown, the spectator experience. Certain neighborhoods really come out. I remember when David Wiley used to live on Avonham, he'd be out there with his organ playing Chariots of Fire, that type of thing.
Oh, yeah, we have an incredible photo of that, him in his robe with his with his keyboard.
But do spectators like to come out in certain spots, certain neighborhoods?
Absolutely. South Roanoke's a big spot. Up Walnut's a really big spot. And then, you know, Elmwood Park is a perfect spot for it. There's a lot of excitement going on all day there. So that's definitely something that you come check it out.
And I have to say, when you're running a long race, and I've done the Blue Ridge Full twice, or a bunch of marathons, it gives you a little shot of adrenaline when you go by and they're ringing cowbells, or just, you know, if your name's on your, you know, they're going, hey, go, Gene. It makes a difference with people.
Absolutely. Yeah. We hear it from our doublers more than anything, because they do one lap in the middle of the night with nobody out there, and then they come back for their second lap with everybody, and they always talk about how huge the difference is that second lap, having that extra like energy from the crowd.
Right, that's a double marathon, and did that sell out this year?
It did.
Okay,
yes.
You what about 50 spots or something?
It's about 105.
Wow.
So we're gonna have a lot of people out there.
Yeah, those people are kind of nutty. I mean, they're leaving at 1:32 in the morning.
Oh yeah.
And I've seen a bunch of them come back. And then maybe they get to the finish line 7 o'clock, 7:05, and then they turn right around at 7:35, and boom, they're off again.
Exactly. Yeah. They're wild.
We're talking with Kate Pettigo from Roanoke Outside, and let's mention the Freedom First Down by Downtown Music Festival at venues all over downtown Roanoke, and talk about the headliner Saturday night at Elmwood Park, Galactic, featuring vocalists Jelly Joseph and Jalika Jelly Joseph. They've been together for a long time. They do some blues, funk, jazz. Excited about that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Seems like a good time band.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. They played Down by Downtown about 10 years ago, and it was such a hit. And they have just grown and gotten more exciting since then. We are so excited to have them back. It's going to be a very fun night.
And that's a ticketed event, obviously.
It is. Yes. Runners and volunteers, of course, though, get at least half price off. So.
Okay. Good to know. Hang out, watch a concert, maybe get an adult beverage, or there'll be food trucks there, that type of thing.
Yes, we will. Yep.
Some of the other venues, Caitlin Crisco in the broadcast, who I love. I think they're at...
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Are they at 5 points or...
They'll be at 5 points, yes.
Local favorite, Isaac Haddon.
Yeah.
The floorboards, many more. And they can go to the... There's a Down by Downtown website they can go to.
Yes, downbydowntown.com has the full schedule.
Okay. And just... got a couple minutes left. How much... When you get done with the Blue Ridge Marathon every year, when do you start planning again for the next year?
Pretty much the week after. We'll open registration right away. We'll have some conversations with our teams, tweak some things, and just start right away kind of looking forward to next year and start getting everything going.
And if you still want to sign up or you want to sign up as a volunteer, you can go to BlueRidgeMarathon.com.
That's correct.
Got a couple of minutes left. What else is going on this summer? I know it's a Roanoke City project, but are you excited about the Whitewater Park?
Absolutely. That
they're putting it at Wasina, and I run by there almost all the time, take pictures. That seems like something that the Roanoke outside can promote the heck out of.
Absolutely, yeah. This has actually been a long-term goal of our organizations for quite some time. We actually, back when we first kicked around the idea, were part of funding a feasibility study for that project. And Pete Eshelman is really the expert on that, and this has been a dream of his for quite a while. We're really looking forward to it, and I think we're going to be able to see just a few updates when we come to our flotilla this July. There's a new put in that we'll be able to use.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's already in place, yeah.
Yeah, we're excited about that. It's going to be really great.
What is the flotilla again? That's a certain day. You encourage people to get out on their tubes?
Yeah, this year is going to be July 6th, and that is everybody getting out on the river in their tubes and floating from the Wasina area near Roanoke Mountain Adventures down the river, about an hour, 2 hour float to Star Hill Brewery, where we'll have some beers, and those beers will benefit the Roanoke Outside Foundation.
Oh, wow. So you'll have information on the website soon about that? Or?
Yes. Yeah, there's a Facebook event live right now, but there'll be some information coming out in June and July.
And then there's some way to get them shuttled back to...
Yeah, we'll tell people about how to shuttle and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any bike races or anything coming up this summer?
Oh, yeah. We've got the USA Cycling Mountain Bike National Championship.
That July?
Yeah. Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge has brought that in. And Roanoke Outside will be supporting that amongst, the team, the regional team with Roanoke County, Roanoke City, Hollins, all the folks... Cardinal Bicycle. That's going to be a really big fun event in the middle of July, so definitely keep an eye out for that.
Wow. And just to wrap up, we have about a minute left, so make your pitch for people to get involved with the Blue Ridge Marathon, whether they're running, maybe Oliver's going to run, or they just to be a course marshal, or just come out to some of the celebrations. Make your pitch.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be Roanoke's best weekend, so get involved somehow. Get active. If you don't want to run mountains, come run the 1 mile or the 5K. If you want to just get out and soak in the atmosphere, come out to Galactic on Saturday night. If you want to avoid the crowds but still be part of it, really, you can do a lot of things. Just stay in your neighborhood, put on a little watch party, head to one of the shows from Down by Downtown. We'd love to just have somebody come out and just do any of it.
All right, and the website again?
BlueRidgeMarathon.com.
All right, Kate Pettigo is with Roanoke Outside Foundation. She's the events manager. The America's Toughest Road Races and the Freedom Fest Down by Downtown Music Festival is this weekend. And Kate, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you so much for having me.